You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to
Talk With Us. Welcome back, everybody, to Talk With Us. I'm your girl, Quan.
And I'm your girl, May.
And if you are new to our podcast, welcome. And if you've been down with us since day one, welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the show.
That's right.
It's been a minute.
It has.
But y'all know we do a minute every now and then. So we just every now and then. Yeah, we're just going to tell you like this. If it be a minute, just say, Quan and May just taking a minute.
Just taking a minute.
Most of the time, you know, we got to take a minute because either we're doing things that got to be, you know, done, that can't be avoided.
Life stuff.
But we will, you know, if it's God will, we're always coming back.
That's right.
Yeah. So we hope that you guys are doing well. We hope that you are enjoying life. We hope that you are being safe, and we hope that you are listening to us.
That's right. Listening to Talk With Us.
Yeah, guys.
The hottest podcast that is out there.
That's on the podcast land.
And guys, we're on a podcast jet.
We're on a jet stream, and we're waving. Scooping up everything.
Hello. Everything.
We sound like some of those people, like we're trying to get everybody to what they like, the poetry.
Yeah, like everything.
And then we're going to jet stream.
But, guys, we do have some good news.
Yes, we do.
We have finally hit 1K. Yay!
Thank you for
the 1,000. I wish I had a sound effect for the cheering.
Thank you for the 1,000.
Yes, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys,
for letting us hit 1,000.
Appreciate that.
I'm going to tell you, that's big for us.
That is.
Y'all, that's big for us, you know, because.
That's big for us from doing this podcast.
From, you know, can you remember when we got started? And
since
we
day one.
Day one, y'all. And sometimes we'll be like, we hope that people like us. We hope
that
they
we were nervous.
We hope that we can grow, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, but we're just being real, you know. It's just us. We sound a little bit country to some people. We sound funny talking to, you know, other people out there, but we're from
across the world.
Yeah, we're over in Georgia. But you know, we are down to earth and we keep it real.
Small town in Georgia.
Yeah.
And we did this podcast and we didn't know that it'll get this far.
Yeah. So we're excited.
We're excited.
So we thank God for everybody who listens to us. And no matter where that you're listening from, guys, we're going to always be uplifting, for one.
Yep.
We're going to always keep you guys uplifted. We're going to always be, you know, be a place that you can come to, and if you need support or anything, doesn't matter. Hit us up, y'all.
Follow us. Thanks so very much, guys.
Continue to share.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we all hope you guys are doing wonderful on this beautiful
Monday.
Y'all,
this is a beautiful day.
It is. It's spring.
It's very warm. It is not that time of the year, but, you know, it feels like, okay, I got like what we call these capris on right now. And I'm thinking I just need some shorts on right now.
And a really, really thin shirt
because it feels really warm. But at the same time, it's like
beautiful.
You know, it feels good.
It really does.
Because the wind is blowing a little bit, and it's shady in where we live and stuff. And so, it's just cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's here.
Me too. Well, you know, I'm glad. You know, you enjoy all the seasons, right?
Yeah.
You know, every season has an enjoyment. And once it's out, you're like, okay, well, goodbye till next time around.
Goodbye, cold weather.
And in Georgia, you know, we don't get, like, freezing weather, you know, but... You know, we get chilly days.
Yeah.
We don't get the snow and stuff like that. So when our cool days are leaving, we're like, wait.
It's gone.
Can you stay just one more month? Just at least give us 2 more weeks.
I know, right?
You know, because we don't get that cool weather like that, you know.
But we get the hot
even when we're supposed to get the cold.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. So when we trying to hang on to our little cool weather over here in the South, you know, we be trying to hold on to it. Like, please don't go away.
Now that cool weather, so I'm out.
Like, oh man, what a
deuces. Like, I see again. I'm coming back around.
But anyways, we enjoy it all the same.
Yeah,
we just try to stay cool. And, oh guys, we got great tips coming up for like, you know, spring and stuff like that, on eating light and stuff like that during the hot weather. To. Because who wants heavy foods during
nobody.
Hot? Nobody. And guys, this will also help you with your weight and everything else.
Well, I just did bad because I ate something heavy.
Well, that was, food. Listen, though. Don't feel bad because I had some yesterday.
Oh, really?
And this might be TMI, but you know, I love broccoli, but it gave me gas.
What?
I said it might be TMI, but you know, it just makes me bloated. I love stuff, but sometimes it makes me bloated.
Okay.
She's looking at me weird, y'all, but you guys know, come on, we can eat foods that we like to eat sometimes, but it's not as good for us. But anyway, like the springtime, and when it gets really, really hot, we're going to have some great tips on some really light summer foods that we can, we're going to be giving out some recipes.
Okay.
And, yeah, and, you know, so you don't be heavy eating during the summer months.
I got to get back to my cucumbers.
Yeah, cucumbers is definitely in there right along with a bunch of great fruits.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can do fruits a lot.
I love fruits.
You can do fruits and eat light because... Once you know, you can be miserable eating a heavy food and it's hot.
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh my goodness, why did I just do that?
I can't get my air.
That's what it feels like.
And you get through and you get so sleepy.
You get sleepy and then you start sweating. You'll be like, what did I do? And then you'll be like, I am never going to do that again.
I can't do that no more.
I do not want to be that way.
No.
So we have decided that we will be giving out some great tips for you guys. So that'll be looking out for that. Be looking out for that coming up in the weeks that are coming.
Probably you know, in the next couple.
Yeah, because we're just getting into it.
And y'all
know this is more information. It's a little bit early, but I'm gonna have to say it for myself. If it God's will, and I pray that's God's will. I have a birthday next month.
Oh yeah, that's right.
On the 9th.
Y'all do.
So anyway, Cool, are you ready to get into today's show or what?
I guess so.
Y'all, she ate a heavy meal, so you see, now I'm going to have to get her up. I'm going to have to get her pepped up because she done sat here and ate some Chinese food. You know that food going to make you sleepy and heavy.
Yeah.
You know what it make you feel like you heavy. Like you know, ate lead or something.
I know, right?
I ate something yesterday and I felt like that. I ain't going to do that no more. And I'm tired of saying I ain't going to do that no more.
Well, you still do it.
I'm not going to do it anymore.
You still do it.
I'm not doing it anymore. I'm going to invent a zipper for your lip.
I know, right? Well, I'm going to let this food settle and stuff like that. Yeah. And we're going to move on with the show. And I'm pretty sure everybody know what we're going to talk about because I'm pretty sure we won't be the only one who touched on this.
I think we're going to call it, this is a hot topic.
Yes.
Y'all, this is a hot topic. This is warmer than right now in
Georgia. What would his name be? The slap heard across national TV? Or the slap seen across national TV? Or the slap of the century?
What shall we pick?
Mr. Will Smith. We're going to call it the slap of the century.
The best slap in Oscars.
Something had to do with it. We'll name it later.
Who knows, right? It's the year 2022. And
everything crazy happened.
Everything. Why not? We've had COVID. We have this. We got war going on. So why not, you know?
So we're going to get into this Oscar talk, which the Oscars were pretty good. But I'm pretty sure everybody focused on one thing.
Everybody's forgotten.
Everybody forgot about the rest of the people. Yeah.
That flew out the window when his hand flew across Crick Rock.
Before we talk about Will, there's one performance that I really liked it on the Oscar. And that was the song they were singing. We don't talk about Bruno. No. I like that song.
Yeah.
I like that cartoon.
I do too.
It was
I've seen that cartoon and I looked at it like more than once.
Me too.
It's very colorful. I like it.
Pretty Latinos on the stage.
Yeah,
talk about Bruno. I didn't know we were gonna have Megan out there though.
She came
in the rapping part. I was like, okay.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was okay. Her part was okay. I like Megan Thee Stallion, but I like that song.
But what if they were singing and they'd be like, we don't talk about Bruno, and then Bruno Mars come out. Well, who talking about me?
No. Hey, he could have came out.
It ain't Bruno.
Yeah, he could have came out.
He's like, are you talking about me?
No, Bruno don't sound like that. That's Michael Jackson.
I know he don't. They'll be like, no, Bruno. No, not
you. Do not mess up my Bruno Mars.
Whatever, he can sound like Michael.
He can sound like Michael, but you sounding like Michael.
I'm not sounding like Michael.
Yes.
No.
When you saying Bruno Mars, you got to put some soul in it. Because he got soul.
No, he, what he going to come out there saying, are you talking about Bruno?
Bruno Mars got a very pretty voice.
Yeah, Bruno is amazing.
But we're not going to talk about
anyway,
my Bruno.
We're not talking about that Bruno.
Yeah,
but he could have been in the song, though.
It could have been. But we're going to be talking about
and put
Big
a little hoodie. Put a little hoodie on him.
Big Willie.
All right, y'all. Let's get on into it.
Yes.
So anyways, at the Oscars, how shall we start it off?
Well, we can start. Okay, first of all, we can start off by how everybody was coming out there, you know, making jokes. You know, the three women that were hosting the shows.
That was Wanda Sykes, I believe it's her last name.
Yeah.
And what's her name? Regina.
Girl.
Is it King?
No.
Regina.
I forgot her last name, but she's funny. We'll just call her Regina.
It's Regina.
Everybody
something.
Should know.
Yeah.
The girl
it's
that played
it's the
on,
other Regina.
What's the crazy movie? How she first started with the Wayne brothers and stuff. Scary movies.
Yeah, well, her name is Regina.
Yeah, we're going to call her Regina.
Her name is Regina. It's just not King.
No, it's not Regina King.
And
the other woman.
What's that girl's name? Is it the one that...
I didn't know her.
Megan?
I didn't know her.
I know her.
But she was funny. She came out and she was funny.
I know her. I'm not sure. But anywho, the important parts of this thing is, let's get on to, you know, everybody's a comedian, okay? And these women are comedians. So everybody's up there, you know, giving...
doing their jokes.
Giving, you know, the best that they can to make it a laughable moment.
Yep.
You know how they do it at the Oscars. You know, it's a time for a little joking to... I guess it's, you know, to cut in for a few minutes. And,
they have to joke,
you know,
because
they have
the
to do that.
At the Oscars are stiffs.
Yeah, and they have to, you know, they have to take breaks and stuff like that. You know, when they go to a commercial break for us, they are, you know, some are getting refreshments and all that there. Okay, but when they come back on, you know, they've already counted down. It's back to it. And so when they come back and everything has been counted down, you know, they have to, you know, kind of get ready to start the show back up.
Yeah.
So... I'm not sure when it was Chris Rock's turn to come up there, but when, because I didn't exactly watch it, guys. I was, you know, I caught the after thing. I'll put it like that.
I was watching until I had to step out.
So I don't know who came before him and what was what, but when I do know when he came up there and he started his little joke. Everybody know how Chris Rock is, right? You know, he can get a little personal. He can get a little personal.
Let's get this straight, first of all.
Okay, go ahead. What you think, Kwan? Go ahead.
He ain't funny.
And he's not. Not even when he was
he
pooky.
Ain't funny. No.
Not when he was even
I just
want
to throw that out there. Chris Rock, you're not funny.
He's not funny. I don't know. I do not care for his movies. I just don't. He's not. He's never been one of my favorite actors.
That's why it was kind of hard for them to laugh out there, because his jokes is just not funny. But move on.
I think they probably should have had Chris Tucker.
Yeah. Pretty sure we'll want to hit him.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm pretty sure, too, though, he wouldn't have went there either.
Uh-uh. Mm-mm.
Chris is naturally funny. Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, Chris Rock is doing his thing, and he's thinking, you know, funny, of course, and he's cracking on another couple behind Will and Jada, and they were both, I think, up for nominations. And he was telling them one of them has got to lose because they both can't take home an Oscar.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then they kind of laughed it off and whatnot. And then he was like, so Will is probably, you know, praying that they lose so he could take the Oscar home or whatever like that. And then he went on to Jada and he was like, Jada, I love you. I love you. He said, but I can't wait to see you in G.I. Jane 2. You know what I'm saying? Like that. And you know, the audience kind of laugh like more like.
Yeah, that's why I said, come on, y'all know.
But if you notice now, Will did laugh. I don't know. Was it a weird, real laugh? He had his mouth open. If you can review this, you can see for yourself. Will kind of, you know, I don't know. Was he laughing or he just. He would have done with that.
Yeah. Because
then he was like, you know, he was like, then when he got, he like, Jada, I love you. I love you. So if we wanted to start laughing at that point, that's fine. But maybe he was waiting on Chris to say something there.
Probably so.
He probably thought he was going to say something about, you can't have his award when he get it, Jada.
Yeah.
You know, probably something like, he probably was waiting on something like that. But that's not what he got. Anyway, he got, you know, I can't wait, you know, everybody remembers G.I. Jane. Okay, it starred.
Not me, because I didn't know what he was talking about.
You didn't? It was an old, it's an old movie with Demi Moore, where she shaved off her head, and it was like she's in combat. So it's like, you know, like G.I. Joe?
Yeah.
She's the woman version of G.I. Joe.
I don't think I've seen that.
And she shaved all her hair off. She was bald. She shaved all her hair off, her real hair. And okay. you know, Demi Moore had like really dark, long, and pretty hair.
Yeah.
And she shaved it all off for this movie. Okay, so Jada's sitting there, you know, bald and everything, right? I don't know, was he thinking that she shaved all her hair? Because, you know, some women do that.
Yeah, some women
just shave it. I mean, can naturally grow long hair, but they choose to wear their hair really low. Okay, but Jada didn't do this. She has a disease which is called alopecia. Okay, and it's a lot of women that is battling alopecia. You know, it's a disease where it breaks, the hair comes out.
Yeah.
And once the hair comes out, it will not grow back. I have actually, and we're going to get on with the story, but I have actually seen this young lady, and she's a YouTuber, and I don't know her name right now, but I know she had naturally long, beautiful hair. But she got alopecia. And once she started getting alopecia, her hair started to thin.
Mm.
And I know she was hurt by it because she did multiple videos about her hair. And her hair came just maybe to her hips. All real. No weave, nowhere.
Wow.
But do you know eventually, though, she had to shave all her hair off because it was coming out in patches.
That's sad.
It was coming out so heavily that she was able, guess what, Quan? She was able to save the strings of hair and even make her own wig.
Oh, okay.
From her own hair.
Well, wow.
That's how bad her hair was coming out. So she had to shave her hair, and she said, you know, it was tough for her to do that because she grew out her hair, and her hair was beautiful. It was thick. It was long. It was every black girl's, you know, dream to have hair like that, you know, mm-hmm. natural hair.
Yeah.
And then alopecia comes along, and now she's bald. She's bald. And her hair will never grow back. And she says, you know, that's just something that she has to learn to live with. So, of course, Jada probably went through something like that. No woman wants to go bald who love their hair, right?
No.
And we know Jada is used to with styles and stuff. But we also know that she's used to wearing low haircuts.
Yeah, so maybe Chris thought. She was known for her low haircuts.
So maybe Chris thought she just shaved her head.
But she did put it online where she told, you know, online that she had that. So
she did. She
did. You know, he either had to see it or he still tried to be funny.
Or he still tried to be funny.
It was one of the two.
Yeah. I think that, but, you know, yeah, Jada is, you know, she's still beautiful even though, you know, she has no hair. She's still beautiful. But do you think that the comment he made was, powerful enough for Will to get up and do what he did?
Nah.
And we're going to get to that part, y'all. If you don't know what Will did, and America knows.
I don't
knows
think it, that it was.
That Will gets up from his seat and he walks over and he's like, whap. Because Chris was like, uh-oh. But I don't think he was expecting Will to hit him.
He wasn't.
I think he was probably expecting Will to take over the mic and be like, look at here, your brother. That's my wife. Keep her name out your mouth. You know, and go sit down. Whatever. You know, but he got something that was unexpected. But let's talk about this, Quan. When Will, okay, first of all, after that was said, and Will got up and he walked over and he slapped Chris Rock, what did you think in that moment?
Embarrassing.
For Chris, like, right?
For both of them, but okay. Mostly for Chris.
Okay, tell me, why was it embarrassing for Chris?
Because he's a grown high man.
He's a grown man.
And he's a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And Will slapped him in front of everybody
that was
out there, and that was everybody who was watching.
That's true. Yeah.
So he embarrassed that man. So that's why he was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, Will just hit me.
Okay. And
that was embarrassing.
Okay. And why was it embarrassing for Will Smith?
Because Will Smith was he's an A-list celebrity.
Right.
And Will Smith is like,
he's got a huge base.
Yeah.
Playing, you know,
he's Will Smith.
Base.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah. And he
and
is.
For him to do that in front of in front of everybody out there and disrespecting another celebrity.
A man at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of took him down that night.
Yeah, so you think it took him down a little bit on the...
Just for the
Do you
night,
think America, his fan will forgive
yeah,
him?
Yeah, they got to forgive him. But right
so
now,
too.
It's just a shocker. Because everybody know Will is not no bad guy.
He's a good guy. As far as I've known anything about Will, he's always reminded me of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
So, actually, this will be his first time getting in trouble.
Discretion and...
Yeah, so this will be his first time doing something like this. You know, in front of everybody on national TV. Okay.
I'm going to ask you another question. How do you think Chris Rock took it after that? He was heartbroken, but how do you think his composure was? Was he able to hold it together, you think, well?
Well, in front of the cameras, he was holding it together.
Do you think he held it together well?
Yeah, he did.
Because,
if it was anybody else, it probably would have snatched Will before he got off that stage and hit him back.
Probably will.
You know, it probably been a fight right then.
Probably
and there.
Snatched him back to the prince. Of,
yeah,
because
when Will hit him, he turned around and left. Yeah. But anybody else would have grabbed him by the collars and made him stay there and punch him back in his face.
Yeah.
Will slapped him.
Yeah.
But the other guy probably gave him a punch.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think, you know, Chris Rock, he did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure behind stage, if I was just cussing he probably was angry.
I'm sure he was angry. Okay.
Now, that was embarrassing to him.
Okay. And
embarrassing.
And what I felt about it is, okay, one more thing, one question for you, Quan. Do you think that Jada should have stopped Will before
she should have. Mm-hmm. She should have grabbed his hand or something, told him to sit down.
And do you think it was more to that than just what Chris was saying?
It's because of Jada have stressed Will out.
Okay.
She has embarrassed that man.
In front of America. She broke him.
She broke him.
Okay. All right, then. I think we got Quan's opinion on everything, which, you know, I'm right there with her. I feel that. I do think that, okay, from my, I'm going to answer the same question that I asked Quan. All right, and I feel how I feel about when he slapped Chris Rock. I felt like, whoa, you know, wow. That's, you know, I was like, okay, that doesn't seem like Will Smith right
now. It didn't.
You know, and then I was like, that wasn't right. You know, why you did that?
I think everybody had the same face expression.
I think
like,
so, too. I think everybody in the Oscar probably had an old face.
And everybody at home.
They had old mouth. You know, you know, like when you see something out.
Everybody But, Even Steph Curry said he was shocked.
Yeah. I think I seen Jason Momoa at the bottom of the thing down there. He was looking like, you know, he was pulling tucks up like, do I need to run up there and get real Will or something like that? But anyway, though, I think I was shocked to see Will do that because it was out of his character.
It was.
Will Smith is a comedian, but he's never touching on people that seriously. He's not hitting
negative.
Below the belt and stuff that with his comments and his jokes.
Yeah.
But it's just, he's like a natural funny. He's naturally funny.
He ain't no negative person.
No negative. I mean, it's just good vibe with him all the time. So to see Will, you know, get out of character like that, it's
Chris
Rock said.
I think
it was something deeper in him because you could see it as he went and sat back down and, you know, he was like, keep my wife, you know, did it out your mouth.
Yeah,
and you could look it in his eyes and that wasn't enough for him to get that angry about.
Uh-uh.
So it was something else. That's running through Will. Will might have
that
been,
wife of his.
Yeah. And there was a couple comments be like, well, you know, when the queen don't like something.
She ain't no queen.
And then a lot of people think that she has Will on a leash.
She probably do.
But kudos to Chris Rock, though. Even though I'm not a fan of him, but kudos to him for keeping his composure.
Yeah, because he could have hit him back.
In this world, nobody's going to stand up and let another man slap them across the face like that.
You know what else?
No matter where they at.
Not kind of, but what was messed up about this is that there were two black men.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we all were trying to stop the violence and all this stuff.
And then
to see two black celebrities.
Well, you know, but one
was in the wrong.
One that was really in the wrong.
Because
your parents, you know, one thing your parents always teach you when you're growing up, keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your hands
People can
to
talk
yourself.
All day long, but don't touch them.
Mm-mm.
Because once you cross that line, the other person actually has a right then to defend themselves.
Yeah,
you know.
So yeah, kudos to Chris.
But we read some reports that he won't be pressing any charges. See, Will could be in trouble for that also because he could actually be going to court and stuff for that because that was an act of violence.
Mm-hmm.
And he could be sued. So and Chris Rock could be getting more of his money.
Yeah,
you know. But he chose not to do that, and he says, you know, he won't press charges. You know, but we hope whatever that is going on in Will's life, you know.
I think Will need to sit Jada butt down and really talk to her.
I think he's so in love with her that she has broken him. She has broke him down.
She embarrassed him.
Yeah.
On her little red table talk.
And that's what everybody's saying. That should have never been aired out. No. She should have kept that between husband
and
wife
and
their
family. When she was up there talking about it, you could look at Will's face.
Yeah.
And
she
see
even,
how he was looking. He was heartbroken.
Yeah, because she would even say and talking about at that time, you know, and he was like, just tell him, Jada. And he was like, at that time, you know, me and Will, you know, we had separated. But, you know, this other guy, you know, I just wanted to feel good. And he like, you know, this man listened to his wife saying that another man, you know, basically made her feel good.
Yeah.
You know, he was just looking at her, you know, and stuff like. But she had no business doing that. That was personal. That nobody else shouldn't have heard that. Nobody else shouldn't have been. She shouldn't have brought the whole world into her marriage like that.
Yep. And she embarrassed her husband.
And she did something to Will.
She did.
She did. And I think a lot of people said it was just a bunch of pent up frustration.
It was. I think if he would have said something about Will, he probably wouldn't have hit him. But being that he said something about Jada, Will had to feel like he had to take up for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess he looked at her face and he seen that she wasn't laughing. Mm-hmm. So he felt like he had to take her for his wife. And I understand that. But mm-hmm. he should have waited and then got Chris to himself behind cameras.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the show was over, he should have said something. Not on TV. But not in front of the camera.
But do you know some people like Chris Rock joke was below the belt and he deserved what he got?
It may have been below the belt if he knew what she was going through, but I don't think he deserved to get hit.
But it's a lot of women that went through alopecia. It's not like it's a life-threatening.
I know, but I guess Will felt like he was disrespecting his wife. So I guess he had
maybe
to say,
after they had probably went through everything, yeah. And then maybe they done had cried together, yeah. Argued together.
Maybe she, you know, cried about losing her hair or something like that. And maybe she feels insecure about it or something. I don't know.
She did say she was pretty stressed and stuff about, and the stress didn't help her alopecia. It made it come out even more.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, and she had to learn to live with, you know, being bald headed.
Yeah. So maybe he felt like, you know, that probably hurt her feelings and he didn't like it. So I guess he wanted to pay his show Jada that he loved her by, you know, slapping
and some people like, and some people like, you know, his wife cheated on him, but he still stood up for her.
Yeah, because that's just who he is. I'm not mad with Will. I like Will, but I say that he shouldn't have did that. Not mad with him. I just wish that he could have done it in a different way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not in front of, if you wanted to hit him, he could have waited till he got behind stage, you know? But, yeah, I blame Jada.
I definitely think Jada could have stopped Will.
Jada is the reason why Will is looking the way Will is looking. He looked stressed on his face.
He do.
He was up there talking and stuff, and you can look in his eyes and he was stressed.
Because you know, okay, we have seen enough of Will in the movies and Will off the movies, mm-hmm. and you can tell when he's just happy, relaxed. But you can also tell when he's serious, because all you got to do is look at his eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was something behind his eyes. It was more than just, you know, the joke he made. It was more than just the joke, because that was like, it was almost like he, if you want to say he, if Chris Rock would have pushed Jada or something like that, you could understand that probably, you know, it would have been a fist to the face.
Yeah.
But the man just used a joke. This is, people have been joking through the whole history of the Oscars.
Yeah.
Some of it is good entertainment and some of it not so good. But nobody never walked on stage and punched. You know, nobody never walked on stage to slap a punch and hit anybody.
I mean, he slapped it and turned around and left.
And went back and sat down. And
all I was like, oh my goodness.
And Chris was like, what? Chris was like, he was like, keep my wife's name. I was bleep, bleep, bleep. Chris was like, I was going to. He was like, whoa.
He was embarrassed.
He was.
He was embarrassed. You can see it.
At a moment, though, you know, he did keep everything, but in a moment, he didn't know what else to say.
He did.
He was caught completely off guard.
He didn't. He didn't. Will shocked the whole world.
Some people to my Will
Fresh
Smith
Prince
slapped.
Of
yeah, to my the Fresh Prince slapped him so hard he slapped him back into a pookie look.
Yeah, God, that was a hard lick.
It was.
I could just imagine if he would have hit him with his fist, he probably would have knocked him on the floor. But being that he just slapped him, and the slap was hard enough.
Yeah, and Will is a bigger man than Chris.
I know his jaw was hurting.
And yeah, I mean you could hear it though. It was a pretty loud slap. And some people were like, "Oh, that was a girl hit."
Oh, no, it wasn't.
It wasn't a girl hit.
That was a hard lick.
And anyway, whether it was a soft hit or a smack or whatever, he shouldn't have done that.
Whap. Then turn around and left. Keep my wife's name out your blame, blame mouth. Said it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, don't you notice this on TV? He didn't care no more.
No, he didn't.
He didn't care.
He
was dropping the F-bomb.
Yeah, he was angry. and to be that angry is to start dropping the F-bomb like that, it had to be something a little bit deeper.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was. And I think it started home.
Because, you know, if you got, like, frustration pent up, all it takes is a few people, you know, one person to push the button.
Yeah.
And you can blow up and you'll be like, all I said was this.
Yeah.
You know, but that other person is feeling some other type of way long before that joke ever came out. You know? But she might need to encourage him to apologize, to make a
public.
You know what? And not just behind the scenes. he need to make a public apology, you know, because, well, you know, I hope he did, you know, some sources saying that he did, but we hope that, you know, everything can be worked out and smoothed out.
Yeah,
and,
we do.
You know, and we wish all the best to, you know, Will and Chris. And his family and also to Chris. And
hopefully they'll come back together and squash
yeah,
cause, it.
Yeah, because, you know,
it's not
going
to. You know, it's not gonna last
forever. It won't last forever, yeah. and eventually things
it's gonna
will.
Pass.
Yeah, and you know, I think by Denzel is he's an aged actor, but he is smart, and I think that he's got godly wisdom, and he kind of quoted what Denzel told him about at your highest point. You know, that's when the devil come for you and stuff like that. So you know, I think he got somebody who he could talk to.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're wishing the best.
Yeah, we do. And all you little memes, y'all stay off the line making cruel jokes, okay?
Sometimes they're funny.
I mean, but I don't want to be laughing. Don't make me laugh at y'all. Okay?
I want to read some.
I do.
Because
some of y'all are comedians, y'all.
I haven't turned on my social media yet, but I'm
some people got online to
me.
Oh, Will.
Oh my goodness. Mm-mm. I'm waiting to read some when I go on social media.
And then some people like, my man better defend me. You know, if they had a man, they would want Will to do the same thing. You know, I'm saying if they had a husband, they would want their husband to do the same thing Will does.
Yeah.
They better defend me. Yeah, but you know, sometimes if you get to running your mouth, if you got a woman that run her mouth too much, and then a brother wanna, you know, tell her shut up, bleep 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 bleep. Yeah, I don't think the other brother got any business putting his hands on you because
I don't know about that, but
you need to have keep your wife. You know, you got to keep your significant other.
Yeah, she might get her husband beat up.
Yeah, you might get your husband beat up.
So,
but in this case, Jada wasn't saying that. She just a look on her face.
Yeah, and she didn't stop Will. I guess she wanted it to happen. Well, I guess Will moved
who
too
knows?
Fast. Maybe Will hopped up out that chair by the time she could reach for him.
Because nobody, we know at the time, nobody, I guess, except for the people in the audience saw him got it.
And Chris. Because
the camera was on Chris. Chris, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I shouldn't have said something. He was just not expecting that.
He wasn't.
You know, you're somebody coming toward you that you just made a joke on their significant other, and then they come and facing you. The first thing I'll be like, okay, what?
I know, right?
Yeah. Okay. But anyway.
Yes.
We don't condone violence. We hope we'll get better.
We just want to touch on that because I'm pretty sure that we're not the only one who can be touching on it.
Yeah. And that one thing it shows that, you know, we're all human, and we are all subject to error in our lives. And this is just
everybody step out of character.
Everybody does. So, you know, but be a man.
I'm not going to beat up Will Smith for that.
No. Because
I still like Will.
I still think
he made the best movies. Yeah. So Will is Will. He just stepped out of his character.
Because he was going through. And anytime some people go through things, they kind of let it out sometime at the wrong time.
Yeah.
You know.
And that was the wrong time. That is the Oscars.
It was. but pray, you know, pray for Will that he, whatever he's dealing with, that it all be worked out. And
that right there, that slap right there is supposed to be on like the Source Awards.
Uh-uh.
The Hip Hop Awards.
Well, let's just hope that this will go away after this week, maybe.
Not the Oscars.
this week, because, you know, this let's just hope that everything is settled down and everything is back to good. And we hope the brothers can get back together, you know, because they are brothers.
They will. They're going to bring them back. They're going to apologize, but not right now. Yeah.
But I think
he's going to come by the end of this week, we're going to issue an apology.
Mm-hmm. If he hasn't already.
Yeah. Him and Chris going to sit down. They're going to talk. And he's going to apologize. I'm pretty sure they're going to hug and
And I
work
bet
it
you
out.
they're going to be future jokes about that slap.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure.
It will. And this time, I think it'll be some laughter involved.
The thing is, Chris got to get over it. I'm pretty sure he's going to see it over and over. Even if they make up, he's still going to see it. So he's got to
get past that.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be people in his corner being like, Chris, man, you ain't even do nothing bad.
Yeah.
And then, in Will's corner, they'll probably be, you know, man, you all right, man? What's wrong?
Yeah.
You know. So, they both got to mentally.
I believe they'll work it out.
You know, mentally mm-hmm. mentally
but
get
us normie people, we got to stop, you know, blowing it up.
The
people who make the memes.
Chris Rock, please stay on social media.
Yeah, stay on social
media. Because people going to have memes and everything. You know? But I am glad. One thing I'm glad that he didn't fall on the floor.
Yeah, me too.
Because then that would have been
embarrassing.
Whoa, it was embarrassing enough. But if that slap would have knocked him to the floor, then I don't know.
That would
and one more thing before we go. Do you think, I don't know, but do you think they're going to let him keep the Oscar?
I heard that they're gonna take it from him, but I don't know.
Why would they take it from him?
A punishment for what he did.
But why? I thought
they might ban him.
But because you know he did make a statement. I hope the Oscars let me come back.
Well,
so
just
maybe hoping. But
maybe
I don't
spend him like for 1 year.
Yeah,
because the Oscars come around every year. So maybe next year,
that he might not be able to attend,
actually make a movie,
and it does really well. Yeah. Then he won't be able to get the Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, it'll go to somebody else. But I hope they let him keep the Oscar because he is a black good actor.
He is.
And he got an Oscar, you know, and so.
It's just that that's going to overshine his speech. Even though he made a good speech.
But do you know what, Daquan? One thing about it, it'll be something else that top wheel.
Yeah, it's going to be.
It's going to be something that top wheel, and then it's going to push wheels in the back burner.
It will.
You know, it always happens.
It will.
So, you guys, we hope that you enjoyed this podcast today.
Hope so.
I think it gave the whole world something to talk about.
It did.
Because you know what? We might have even had a podcast show to do today. You know, we might couldn't have come up with a good topic. And then Will gave us one.
Yeah.
You know?
So he gave us one. He gave us one.
But we don't, well, okay. But anyway.
I don't know if I can say appreciate it. But I can't say it.
Unfortunately, we got one out of a violent slap. But, you know, hey. It'll come at you any every kind of different ways.
It will.
And then you just have to grab it when you can and, you know, do what you can with it. And we just would like to, you know, make the most of it.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, then, Quan.
I think that's it. And we're going to wrap this show up.
We hope you guys enjoyed it.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. And we wish you guys well. And
yes, we do.
We just continue to pray for each other.
That's what we do. That's what we do. And keep it real. And keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your hands to yourself at all times.
And be safe out there, guys.
Please do. Please do. Till then, I'm your girl, Quan.
And I'm your girl, May.
And we will talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye, guys.